Stop 3. You might have noticed the long grass on the left as you came down the path. This is our meadow area where the grass is only cut once a year to encourage weeds, no, I mean wildflowers, to grow. Even in the first summer, we noticed butterflies in the park that had never been there before.
Now look back to where you came, and you can see the rear of the Victorian terraced houses on Havelock Road. When you get to stop 9, you can look back and see how similar they all are. The houses on Havelock Road are older than the surrounding streets, and they were built for the brick workers. You can see the supervisor's house with the extra story at the top, on the right-hand side of the Havelock Road entrance.
It is unlikely that these houses were built with the pit's more expensive kiln-fired bricks. Normally, workers' housing had cheaper bricks made in a clamp in the middle of the road. This process produced a large number of overcooked, burnt bricks and underfired bricks, which were then used for internal walls. Houses in Havelock Road have these overfired and fragmentary bricks for the inside walls. The photos in the British Geological Survey's archive, taken in 1921, noted that the pit produced white bricks from a huge pile of chalk at the Bourne Road side of the site. The white bricks can be seen fronting the more upmarket terraces along Southlands Road.
Eventually, they had dug all the clay out of the pit and then started extracting the sands and gravels of the black heath beds underneath.
Brickworkers were known as a rough bunch, and apparently no Friday night was complete without a hullabaloo and a fight on Havelock Road. Continue down the made path until you reach the Holmesdale Road entranceway and the next stop.